Hello, this is Dr. Annie Rohr. Taking care of your mental and physical health should be a top priority. I'm here to bring you a mental wellness lesson. I'm working with Cloudwell Health. Cloudwell Health, they're Hawaii's first telemedicine practice. And guess what? They make it easy to make your wellness a priority. You can call them from the comfort of your own home. With a Hawaii board certified doctor, you can talk to them, work with them on mental health or on health issues. You can call them at any time that's convenient for you. The doctors are awesome. I'm super proud to be a part of the team. I've used the service several times myself, and so has my family. Cloudwell Health also accepts all major insurance, and there's zero copays. So please visit cloudwellhealth.com for more information. Together, we created this audio podcast for you. Again, I'm Dr. Annie Rohr, and this is a mental wellness lesson. My purpose here is to help you be the best version of yourself. We're going to work on the mind, the body, the heart. These are short audio recordings with doable lessons and advice to help you create a happier life. Today's very important focus as we start approaching the new year is letting go of what no longer serves us and then creating goals as we move ahead into the future. The new year comes and people start setting goals and making resolutions. And you know what? Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. Truth is, it creates a lot of stress, lots and lots of stress for people to think about what they need to change and how to implement it. I'm here to help you create the change you need in a way that actually works for you. But here's the thing. You can't just jump into what you need to do for the next year. You have to start by looking at where you are and what's not working for you and letting go of some of those things. Here's a quote by Socrates. The secret of change is to focus all your energy, not on fighting the old, but building the new. So let's start by thinking about basically this year. It's been a hard year for a lot of people. A lot of good things came out of this year too, but overall, it's been a tough year. It's been confusing, challenging. We've been forced to face things we haven't had to before, work at home, be near our family more, good and bad. Challenging in a lot of ways. We haven't been able to do our usual routines, go outside as often, see friends. We've lost a lot. We've gained a lot too. But as 2020 comes to a close, or maybe it has by the time you're listening to this, I want you to start thinking about letting go of things that didn't serve you. Now, here's the thing. If we start here where we are and looking at what didn't serve us, it's much easier to move forward and create goals that actually work. Okay, so thinking of what didn't serve you. Just take a minute, close your eyes, take a deep breath. Just think, over the year, what caused you difficulty? What things kept you stuck? What things made you anxious? What things made you wish that your life was different or that you wanted to change? Sometimes it's a feeling. Sometimes it's a situation or an event that occurred. I just want you to think about it for a second. Sometimes it's a relationship with a person. Sometimes it's wishing you had a different job, whatever it may be. Sometimes it's, I wish I was different. I wish I didn't have as much anxiety. I wish I was in better shape, whatever it was. Sometimes it's the feeling that you wished for more or that you compared yourself to others, whatever it is. Whatever comes to you, things that didn't serve you, that brought you down, kept you stuck, made you anxious, made you down. Write it down, okay? So after you've thought about it, write down whatever comes to you. Sometimes the list would look like my anxiety, my recent breakup, my anger towards work, how I feel stuck, my feeling not motivated. Sometimes it's just 2020 you're going to write down. Whatever comes to you, things that you want to let go, things that are not serving you. You know, the way I talk to my kids, the way I feel frustrated. Just think about anything that comes to you. My partner and how he has a tone, the way I talk to my partner, anything, okay? Write it down. I really want you to take time with this.
Give it the attention it deserves. Think on how you're trying to let go of what didn't serve you. The idea is, I want you to think of all these things, and I want you to not bring them with you in the new year. This is pretty hard to do. And now I want to bring this up. This is a private thing. You can do it with your family, you can do it together, but what I mean by private is some of the things you write down on that note, some of those things you write down on your note paper, your journal, whatever, you're not going to want to share. Because these are things that aren't serving you, and these are things that, you know, we want to keep to ourselves, we want to let them go. So it could be private. Most people keep them private. Sometimes people want to share them, but the idea is we're letting them go. Okay? Now here's some mantras or quotes to think on to help. Now I recommend this a lot. If you are stuck, Google is there. So if you're like, gosh, I need a quote. Gosh, I need a mantra. I wish I had some, I got some yoga people. I wish I had a yoga position that could help me figure this out. So, you know, Google what you need. Now here's some things that I found that help when I'm thinking about letting go. The secret to happiness is letting go. That's Buddha. The truth is, unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you truly forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you can't move forward. So there's that idea. I need to help you let go before we can come up with goals. We need to figure out what's keeping us stuck, and then we can come up with goals. Making sense? I hope so. All right. Now you have your list. Read it over. Take a deep breath, or two, or 10, and tell yourself, I am letting these things go. I am not bringing them with me to this new year. Use a mantra or a good quote you found. One that I like is, today, I embrace the memory of my past and feel grateful for all the lessons it taught me and all that life has given me. I acknowledge I did the best I could at the time, and now I'm ready to let it go. I clear my future road ahead for miracles, new plans, and happy surprises. You can go shorter. You can have your list and say something like, I release all that no longer serves me. I'm safe, and all is well. Now that you did your list and you have your mantra, I want you to take that list and I want you to let it go. Read it one more time. Take a deep breath again, and you can tear it up, you can shred it, you can attach it to a firework safely, please. Some people, some cultures prefer to burn these things. I like to very, very gently take a candle and put it in my sink, and then we light it, but I need you to be safe. But the idea is to let it go. We're not keeping this list. We're literally letting it go, okay? Now, my dear listeners, nothing magical happens. I did not wave a magic wand. I wish I did. This is not Harry Potter. All of a sudden, you're not going to forget everything you wrote, or that your life isn't going to change before your eyes, and you're going to have this amazing new life without those things. But something magical happens within you. You set an intention. You know, you set an intention. You put it out there. You know, the universe knows, anyone who did it with you knows. You have said, I am going to be different. I'm going to let some of these things go. The changes, they've already begun the minute you do it. You see, you cannot begin something without changing things that weren't working in the first place. Does that make sense? So that's why we're letting go. You can't get a new job unless you're ready to let go of what's stopping you from applying from the new one. So maybe your list might say insecurity, fear of change, maybe rejection. So again, we write down all the things that are not serving us and we let it go. As Elsa from Frozen says, I will not sing the Let It Go song. Don't worry. I know you guys are probably rolling your eyes and thinking I'm going to bust in the song. I won't. Okay, so part one is finished. You've let go. You've set intentions. You're taking away things that aren't serving you. And now the fun part. We can set some goals. So now we get a new list, okay? Some people are saying resolutions. Some people are saying goals. But I like to keep it doable and low pressure. So I say goals. You call it whatever you want to call it, okay? And I want you to now, with your new list, think about being the best version of yourself. Now you're going to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and think about the best version of you. The version of you that makes you so proud. The version of you that you would think, gosh, I figured it out. I did it. That's what we need to think about when we're creating goals. We need to think about that version of you. Now, that image in your mind, what's coming to you? Is it a different job? Is it being better in your relationship? Is it talking in a new way? Is it getting more exercise? Is it going outside? Whatever it may be, okay? Now, when you're doing goals, we want them to be doable, possible, and create a change that makes you happy. Now, that's the key here. If you're writing something down on that list for goals and you're cringing and it's not making you happy, cross it out. It's wrong. Real goals make you happy. They create good change. People have this need to give things up. I'm not asking you to give things up. I'm asking you to add things in. So if your goals say no more eating junk food, cross that out. Add in, I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to eat more vegetables. I'm going to have an extra serving of fruit. Add in. We don't need to be, we don't need to be depriving ourselves. That's not happiness. Okay. Think about the major topics when you're thinking about the best version of you. Health, happiness, relationships, career. Those are big topics. Now I want you to choose goals that are small steps to help you get there. With health, four topics come to my mind. Exercise, so that's movement. People get nervous here. Movement works. You could literally write, I'm going to dance for 5 minutes a day. That is a doable and happy goal. You can write, I'm going to go outside and walk for 10 minutes a day. Doable and happy goal, okay? Possible, doable, creates change that makes you happy. Now, happiness, that's another topic, so think about that. Maybe you need to be kinder. Maybe you need to be more gentle to yourself. Maybe you need to read more, whatever it may be. Thinking about relationships. This is hard for different people, but maybe you need to be a better friend. Or maybe you need to take more time to yourself. Career, this is a big one, especially now. So much is happening. Are you happy where you are? Are there small things you can do to change? Are there just teeny tweaks that you can make? Sometimes it's just giving yourself an extra break through the day. And you know what a big one is, folks? In 2020, everybody started working from home and no one took a break. So maybe your goal list is simply take a break or stop working at 5 o'clock. Just because you're accessible doesn't mean you should still work, okay? All right. Small changes. Okay. All of these things are to bring you closer to the version that you're proud of. I want you to write these things down. Look at them. Make sure they're doable. Ask a friend. Check on your reality. You know, people sometimes say, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds by next month. I'm like, oh, come on now. That's not right. It's not healthy either. And that's not fun. So realistic things. Relationships are one of the hardest things. You know, I want to be better with my partner. What exactly does that mean? So why not break it down to something smaller? So for me, I try to do things with my partner and my husband that he likes physical touch. He's a huggy kind of person and I'm not so huggy. So a goal for me is always one hug a day. make sure that he knows I love him in the way he understands me. Another goal for us is to make sure that we say what we're appreciative of at least once a day. And another goal we have on our list is once a week we do a check-in. Just an overall, how are you, what's happening with our life, what do we need to work on check-in. So you can do those kinds of things in a relationship. I also want to hear people writing about, I want to be happy more, saying things like, I'm going to laugh more. I'm going to do things that I enjoy more. Okay? So think about all these things. Write them down. Now, this is the key. People do resolutions and they put them I don't know where, and then they never see them again. And then all of a sudden we're in June or July and then they come across something. I need you to put it on your fridge or put it on a note in your phone with an alert. Now, here's the kicker. Every single month, you can choose the first of the month or the end of the month. I want you to review that list. That is how we do goals. That is how we get these things done. That's how we change, is that we keep looking at it and we keep reminding ourselves that we're supposed to keep doing it. So mine is on my fridge. Interestingly, every month we check it. And at the end of the year, we go through it and check mark what we did, what we didn't do, what we needed to do better. So you can go that far if you want to. But it's just kind of a nice way to be like keeping yourself in check, also seeing how life has changed. What's really neat is some of the things that were important to you when you wrote that become less important over time because you've managed to do it. So it's so cool. Okay, so now you have your list. You take it. You put it where you can see it. Okay? Now let me give you some quotes or some things that help you with this step. Again, Google what works for you. Figure it out. Some people, you can Google like a courage yoga if you want some motivation, or you can do a meditation. I can try to record some meditations in the next couple of podcasts to help. But quotes help. So for me, I like to look at a couple quotes or a couple of mantras before I write my goal list. So here's some that works for me. Big journeys and small changes begin. Oh, I see, I said it wrong. Let me try again. Big journeys and changes begin with small steps. That's what happens when you try to memorize quotes. Big journeys and changes begin with small steps. That is one of my favorite things to remember, because people think change is hard. But guess what? It's just the tiniest change that leads you to the biggest change. So you just have to take one tiny step, and that's what your goals are. Here's another one. Before you write your goal list, take a deep breath and think, something wonderful is about to happen to me. Positive thinking is so powerful. And start thinking about how you have the ability to change things. Here's another one. Every journey begins with the first step of articulating the intention and becoming the intention. Okay. The reason why I'm having you write it down, we're articulating the intention. Then we have to become it. We have to do it. The one step of choosing a goal and sticking to it changes everything. So here we are. We did out with the old. We let go of some stuff. Now we're bringing in the new. We have a goal list of how we're going to be the better versions of ourselves. Now, future podcasts that I do will incorporate these ideas. We're going to do topics on how to be the better version of yourself, how to do mindfulness, how to have better wellness, relationship stuff. So I'm here to help. But you have to start by articulating what it is you need, okay? I just want to say that I am so pleased to have had the opportunity to tape this, and I hope this helps you. Now again, once a month or more often, look at that list and see what you need. Do you need to change it? Do you need to fix it? Are you doing what you need to do? The goal here in this life is to understand that we change over time, but we can create changes that make us happy with who we are. We're never going to stay the same. Life is not going to stay the same. Relationships aren't going to stay the same. We change. But how can we make those changes work for us? How can we evolve in the best version of ourselves? So create little steps that make you better. Okay. Again, this is Dr. Annie Rohr giving you a mental health check, working with Cloudwell Health. They are Hawaii's first telemedicine practice, and they make it easy for you to call in and speak with them, Hawaii board certified doctors, at any time that's convenient for you to talk about your health or your wellness. And the doctors are so kind. And the team is lovely. So I'm proud to be a part of Cloudwell team and bring you mental health checks and ways to be the best version of you. Thank you again for your time, and looking forward to the next recording. Be well.